Hi, welcome to our latest podcast episode. I'm Adam Best, the social media manager here at Ergotron. And my special guest today is Troy Towns. Troy, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience and tell us what you do here at Ergotron?
I am the healthcare products manager here at Ergotron.
So what products fall under your purview then?
Primarily the mobile medical carts, EMR, EHR documentation carts. Lately, we've started branching out a little bit, and that's what I'm here to talk about, which is the new patient e-table.
I've heard about this. It sounds like a really exciting new product for us. Why don't you give us the basic rundown?
The overbed table marketplace has kind of grown stagnant over the past probably two decades. You know, they have a fairly locked-in feature set in their traditional form factor. Well, as tablets have become more common, the medical field, particularly here in the U.S., as well as globally, the need for really immersive patient education and patient awareness of the care experience is growing. And this is a central platform that can be used to deliver that improvement in the care process, whether it be patient education, just awareness of the care that the patient is receiving. All of those are things that can be delivered via the tablet platform. So software vendors have kind of been going down this road to delivering in that avenue, but the hardware side of it has been a little tricky. Some of the solutions to that application are probably more complex than they need to be.
That brings up an interesting question. You said the previous or traditional form factors were a little more limited. What makes our product different than those form factors?
Well, I wouldn't so much say limited, but the innovation stagnates because the demands on the product didn't change. It's, you know, a patient would bring a book. You needed space for a tray and a drink. You know, the patient was bringing personal items to the care environment. And traditionally, those were getting stowed sort of bedside. That has also kind of changed the narrative about the design thinking around the hospital acute care space as well, which this product doesn't just go towards that space, but that was the first place that it will be used. As we developed the product, we kind of found other places where a hands-free, well-positioned tablet could be useful to healthcare providers and the patient.
I love that phrase you used earlier during the design process. Can you tell us what was the genesis of this idea? Did it come from our customers or did it come from us? And how did the design change during the process?
Yeah, I think the genesis probably starts with this, as with all products, it starts with this latent need, right? There's a need for patients to know what is going on with their care in the hospital environment. So there's actually a lot of criticism that technology in that environment has taken focus away from the patient by the caregiver to managing technology. Well, this is, okay, how do we utilize and leverage that technology to swing that dynamic the other direction again and make it so that patient is immersed in the process more utilizing that technology. So the software vendors kind of latched onto that need first by developing solutions that said, okay, well, we could maybe create a login system to where aftercare, when they get home, they can log in and review instructions, recognize, you know, manage their billing. That was always here in the US, that's always a big part of the narrative. So that kind of led the charge. Then tablet vendors say, hey, you know, we can deploy these systems in hospital if the software guys get on board. And that started to happen. Well, if you have an immobilized patient, it's actually really inconvenient to have to hold a tablet while you're laying in a bed for a long time. I call it tablet dead arm. You know, if you lay in bed for too long with a tablet, it actually gets really uncomfortable. People tend to make up their own solutions to that problem at home, or, you know, if you're sitting in an airport for a long time, you're constantly adjusting position. There are all kinds of ways to do that. But in a hospital environment, it's really useful to have a device that positions it comfortably to where you aren't engaging your musculature to constantly keep it in position where it's useful.
boy, this sounds like something I could really use at home when I'm trying to read my Kindle in bed. It sounds like it could really meet a need for patients in terms of more comfortable tablet use. Does it also help the healthcare providers in any way? What does this product do for them?
Well, for me, I think the biggest highlight of this, from sort of like a personal level, is more than ever, I think reliable information is something that is very much on the conscience of the general public. So when you go in to receive treatment, people have access to so much information now, they want to know what's happening, because whether the healthcare establishment provides them with that information or they go out and find it themselves, they're going to come upon information. So from the healthcare provider side of things, this gives them an avenue to completely control that information. Say, this is the care you're being provided. This is why we're providing it to you. Here's going to be your meal plan. And then you can kind of break off to less significant and important topics like, you know, your meal plan, entertainment aspects. But most importantly, I think, is the here are the drugs we're giving you. Here's the treatment. Here's how long we expect this treatment to last. Once you're done being treated, let's start educating you on how you can prevent this from turning into a terminal illness, or how do we make sure you don't end up here again in 2 more weeks. So those are the big healthcare payouts, and I think those benefit both the patient and the providers.
You mentioned software being one of the differentiators between our e-table and traditional patient tables. What kind of apps, I guess would be the word, should we expect to see running on a device like that?
I actually think we're still in a pretty rapidly changing, innovative stage with the software platforms. You have a lot of standalone, smaller software vendors that are developing different specialized solutions. And then you have bigger ones, someone like OneView, who is developing a patient engagement and entertainment platform, and they're really putting a lot into that basket. Meanwhile, you're going to have companies like Cerner and Epic, who are going to have their presentation of patient engagement tools. For them, though, this is sort of an outside of their mainstream platform and offering. Their bread and butter is EMR, EHR. But I think once you start to see improved patient outcomes as a result of patient engagement tools, then we'll see more focus from the bigger players in the documentation platforms. It seems to go hand in hand with that, you know, where all of the patient's medical history and information lives, that can be the catalyst for describing what an engagement experience should be.
Cool. So you mentioned we're in this early innovative, iterative era of a product like this. So I guess my next question would be, what's the difference that this Ergotron product is going to bring to this new, you know, space that's still being created around us? What makes us different?
We talked a little bit about how the overbed table market basically has a lot of matching features across different suppliers who provide the same, essentially, product. Well, it's important to match those features, but what we at Ergotron are experts at is positioning information technology for the users. You know, that's our core skill set, is we develop mechanical solutions that position information technology. Well, we bring skill there that some of these old legacy vendors don't have. So our ability to deploy a tablet arm that moves really smoothly, that positions it in that place where it's easy to use and ergonomically appropriate, that's what makes us good at this, at an affordable price as well.
Well, that naturally leads into what's probably my last question. When is this going to be available on the market?
So we were hoping to have them all ready to go before now, but we're really close. We're in early May now, and the first production quality units should be rolling off of assembly out in Oregon. These will be assembled here in the U.S. and shipped to order as needed. So hopefully in the next 4 to 6 weeks, we can start shipping orders to customers.
Wonderful. Is there anything else about this product that you think our customers should know?
You know, it's a departure from the rest of Ergotron's book. We're definitely using some components and some engineering knowledge that we had from other products to produce this, but it's definitely unique in the catalog. So we're really excited about that. And the industrial design group has done an amazing job of creating a very modern looking piece of furniture for the healthcare environment. And then the engineers backed that up with, as usual, fantastic quality design that will last the duration as long as the product is relevant in that facility.
That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Troy, for spending some time with us today and telling our audience about this really cool new product coming out. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And of course, thank you, the audience, for listening to our latest podcast episode. Once again, I'm Adam Best, the social media manager for Ergotron. If you have any feedback for me on this podcast episode or ideas for other episodes or topics you'd like us to cover, just send me a tweet at Ergotron. And of course, we're also on Facebook and Pinterest and LinkedIn and Instagram and, you know, all those other places you'd normally expect us to be. So make sure and follow us, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.
This podcast is part of a continuing series of educational and informative audio recordings created and hosted by Ergotron and Ergotron, Inc.